broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It's a great day to be alive on this Friday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. We are live at Third Space Brewing Company, and it smells delicious in here. I am Ben Brust alongside former longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, Brad Northman.
Oh, Ben, it's good to be here with you. A Friday, and you know what? When it's Friday of Packers rookie minicamp, brings back all those memories for me. Just feeling like, oh my gosh, this feels big. A little bit nervous, but I'm excited for this rookie class.
Alex Stroh running the show back at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. You can get us on the Carbless Talking text line, or you can see our beautiful faces and Brad's shaved head on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
You enjoying your last days of long hair, Ben? Long-ish hair?
If I'm being honest, I wish I had it already executed.
Longer time for it to grow back.
It wasn't possible because I was in Madison yesterday. Today, I can't be at Third Space Brewing Company and say, hey, are you okay if I have a buzz cut in your restaurant? I don't know if patrons would enjoy that, if it would turn them away.
Yeah, sanitary purposes.
We're here to invite them in for a beer because it's $2 pints. If you show up in some baseball gear, maybe your local baseball team, honestly, any baseball gear, I'm sure they would accept the $2 off for the pint. So make sure you stop on by, hang out with us. We're here till 5 o'clock. Then, as I mentioned, I want to do it with KBN Nation. I want them to enjoy seeing the buzz cut because Stroh has a buzz cut, and I still think that Stroh should be popping himself on the YouTube stream 24/7 because it's still shocking every time I look at him after those luscious locks have now gone off of his head and he looks like a wannabe rapper.
I think Stroh's beard is longer than his head hair.
Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Wow.
And so I want to execute this thing. I want to get it done. It will be done Monday at 2 o'clock. Yes, we played some audio from my fiance that said, like, can you all just get aligned and have them do it after the wedding? And then, you know, we had a long drive to Madison back home together, and, you know, I put my foot down. I'm tough.
I run this mug.
I'm tough. No, this is a do and ask for forgiveness, and, you know, you really find out about your relationship before you get married if you get through something like this.
Hey, might as well throw in a little bit of adversity as you guys get ready to say I do.
Here's the thing. I'm really sick of, believe it or not, even from me, bathroom talk, because at our offices at the Third Street Market Hall in Milwaukee, we have the single stalls. And for context, we have three radio stations, 620 WTMJ, 94.5 ESPN, and 101.7 Truth. And so the bathrooms are made for people who are working, maybe in the newsroom, maybe on a show, and if they're in a quick break, like, they need to use the bathroom. It's like, it's not supposed to be the community bathroom. We have other bathrooms in our office space that people are supposed to use. Now, I heard something happened. I don't know the details. Kyle Wallace has walked in on a couple people, so now he's a knock guy.
He's a knock
Locked or unlocked, he knocks on that door, and if anybody says anything, he obviously knows not to go in. I'm not a lock guy. If you leave it unlocked and I feel it, I'm going in. Like, it's not my responsibility to lock the door. Brad, what say you?
Until this moment, about an hour 15 ago, I was if I see the green vacant, I just open the door and I walk right in with a pretty, like, hey, this is my bathroom type of moment. But, guys, I don't know if I was a victim. I don't know if a teammate of ours was a victim. I think we're both victims. So what happened was, we have our fourth Friday call with Craig Karmazin, our CEO, leading it. It was great. Gets us ready for the weekend, recapping the month. I only got about 10 minutes before I need to go fill up my tea, fill up my water, use the restroom, finalize my notes before our pre-show starts. So I'm scrambling. So I run downstairs to those bathrooms that Ben are describing. Single stall, not men or women, like literally just bathroom, used by both. And I go in there, and darn it, I open the door. You know, I swing it open. I go behind me. My tea is in one hand. My water is in another hand. I put it on the counter, and I start using the restroom. And then I hear like a jiggle of the door. And I thought to myself, Oh, no. 99 times out of 1,000, I turn around, lock it automatically, and do it. But I am, you know, middle of doing my business. And there it opens about 45% of the way. I see a swoosh of blonde hair come and go. And, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. And then I'm saying, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. And it was just like, it was a moment. Like, then I'm so mortified. I still kind of have to go a little bit. I stop. I'm freaking
out. You stop?
I stop. I panic.
Stop?
I panic. I stop.
You stop midstream?
Midstream.
Is that possible?
And then, Ben, before we head here to Third Strace, I basically finished the job. And but, yeah, I stopped midstream because I was just so mortified, so embarrassed, so apologetic. And, so then I'm like –
Luckily, you didn't do the Ben Brust pants to the ground.
I didn't do pants to the ground. But here's what I want to know, right? So then apparently she went back upstairs, used a different set of bathrooms.
And was flustered.
And was described as flustered, disheveled. And so I honestly, it was so quick. It was so in the moment. I didn't know who it was. But our, you know, a producer and executive producer of the analysis show, Tarni Cartagena, told me the name of the teammate. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Luckily, she's cool. And so I'm not, like, super worried about it. But before you left,
you didn't address it?
Well, so now here's my question. So we went right to pre-show to here. So I went on Teams. On
what?
Microsoft Teams.
What?
And I messaged this teammate
of ours. Oh, my God, Brad.
And I said, I am so sorry. 999 times out of 1,000, I lock it. I'm embarrassed. I'm so sorry. And luckily, she responded and said, it happens. Don't worry about it. I'm laughing
Meanwhile,
about it.
Meanwhile, so she's at what? Like the what? Sink rubbing her eyes.
Is that important? Now, to be fair, you open the door, you would only see my back. So nothing was seen. But she apparently her words were, I thought it was just water running. That's why she went in. And sure enough, it wasn't water. It was something else that was creating that sound. And are we good now? Do I have to address this teammate in person?
No, you're good.
Like again, or is my team's message and her saying, "Don't worry about it"? Are we good?
I don't love the team's message personally.
But I had to address
that's
it with her.
That's almost a step too far. I agree.
Really?
Yeah.
It might be, but I won't see her again until like next week. At that point, it'd be too awkward. Hey, remember when you walked me in the bathroom? Sorry about that. I feel like the
Why didn't you
message,
go up to her before we left?
I didn't know where she was. We were in a rush to get here.
We weren't in that much of a rush,
We were
Brad.
In a rush.
We
were
no,
in a rush.
We were not. We were here 10 minutes before the show. You could have took 2 minutes to find the teammate and apologize for not. Like, why are you claiming to be victim? Brad cannot claim to be victim for not locking the door and somebody walking in on him while using the restroom.
But because, it wasn't purposeful. It was an accident. So, like, now I feel like I'm the victim. She's the victim. And if it was a guy, if it was you, Ben Bruss, if it was Alex Strofe walking in, he'd be like, whatever. But, of course, you know, it's men and women using those. Of course it's a woman. I couldn't believe it. I'm embarrassed. Therefore, I am partially a victim here.
So here's what I'll follow up.
I'm the problem, but I'm the victim, too.
Alex Strofe over the KBN Sports Desk. I'll let you chime in here, and then I got to share a similar situation but different.
It's real quick because I know Ben Bruss doesn't understand fractions, but I do to a point. Brad, you've now said 99 times out of 1,000, three times.
I mean to say 900 and not because 99 of 100, that's not enough. I don't think I've ever not locked that door. Never.
You know what? Make it 99,999 out of 10,000.
Exactly. Whatever.
Make it 999,000 out of 100,000.
I was going to say 99 of 100.
That would be a million.
It's too big of a fraction.
I get it.
And the time before that was 100,000, yeah.
Yep. Nope. Fractions aren't good for
us. Like I said, you don't know fractions.
Fractions are tough.
So the first time I never lock it, I get walked in on. So now I know why Kyle does the, knock before going in. I think I'm forever a knock guy now.
Yeah, so
I'm scarred.
There was one time that I followed somebody into the bathroom, and it was bomb. You know, like, it was stanky.
Wait, they were still in there?
No. Like, they walked out, and I go in, I'm like, oh, man, I hope it wasn't what I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was. And then I took a tinkle.
Of course.
And when I'm done with the tinkle, there was another teammate waiting outside when I went out. And I thought to myself, like, do I say something? Do I claim it wasn't me? Like, and then I sat on that for a week, and then I came.
So did you not say anything?
I came clean. I had to. I couldn't be going around the office in that teammate's mind as the guy that completely blew up the bathroom and then walked in right behind me, and it wasn't me. I if it was me, I would totally take ownership of that. You know what I mean? Like, this is the no shame thing. It's like, if I got to go, I got to go. It happened, it happened. But if it's not mine, I don't want to be labeled for something that I didn't do.
But even if you're okay with it being your own, I get it.
It's more so like a personal thing. Like, if I did it, I'm fine claiming it. Just like, you know, like when you have somebody who farts in a group, like, you don't need to do the whoever smelt it, dealt it, or whoever denied it, supplied it. I'll just be like, yeah, it was me. You know, that's how I got the nickname Stinky Ben around my in-laws
family. Of course.
Stinky
so you didn't ben. Say anything.
Stinky Ben. Stinky Ben.
So you didn't say anything initially.
I didn't.
And it haunted you for a week, and then you said something?
It did. It did, because it's like a teammate you see a lot, like walking around in our content area, and I'm like, I can't look at this person. And they're not looking at me the same way. I feel them judging me, and I don't want them to judge me, but if they were judging me because I did it, I could live with that.
Wow. So when you brought it back up to them a week later, were they like, what are you talking
about?
No,
they knew exactly. I mean, it was that big.
It scarred them.
Yes.
It was so sensory offensive.
I'm so glad I came clean.
Wow. Well, I mean, luckily we have a culture of honesty here at Good Karma Brands, but I don't know what's worse. I think mine's still worse, as opposed to being falsely accused of doing something you didn't do and offending someone's senses like that. But it leaves sort of an awkward cloud of uncomfortability, right? Because, yes, I sent a Teams message to this teammate, but next time I see her, I'm going to have to bring it up again. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I'll never do that again, blah, blah, blah. So you're telling me, is it not in the past? Next time I see her,
it's in the past. I just wish you would have done it in person.
Now, I'll still say something in person.
Now it's like, now it's just like still weird. Does it feel weird still?
I mean,
it's been
put out there.
It
right?
has, it's but it, could, there, it so could have just been out of sight, out of mind. Like, hey, I'm sorry. 99 times out of 1,000, as you say, this doesn't happen.
So 10% of the time. Oh, man.
Ben Bruss, Brad Norton, Alex Grove running the show. I mean, that's not a fun feeling. I mean,
no.
It's not. I mean,
no,
it's in a workplace, too. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I still go back to it. I know I'm just throwing around stats here. I am the guy to lock it. Open the door, turn around to lock it. I'm the last
person in the world that I feel like would forget to lock it.
Yeah,
you're
the guy who's a creature of habit.
He has four security cameras at the estate, and
very private to some degree, and just a creature of habit, right?
Yes, I guarantee you lock the doors. You have a go to bed routine to lock up the house, make sure every window is shut or blinds are shut, every door.
Yep,
and you. Screwed the pooch.
I do. And like, and even like the nighttime routine, every door is locked. Every blind is down. Every light is off. I get the coffee ready for tomorrow. I fill up the coffee pot, get it ready so I have to click a button. And the one time I do this, I create a victim in our workplace.
I will say I also wouldn't have put it in writing just in case this teammate wasn't super nice.
No.
But she's a nice teammate. I think we're going to be good.
I think I'm all right. I show up on Monday and I'm laid off.
You'll be good. Maybe. I don't know. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. But we're hanging out at Third Space Brewing Company. And if you show up in some baseball gear, you're going to get $2 off your pints. Is Josh DiMaggio wearing baseball gear? He is not wearing baseball gear. Good. Full price beer for the guy who just won $1,000. He can afford it. Josh DiMaggio put his personal business out. He won in the company $1,000. 1,000 smackaroos.
Wow.
Good to see some people hanging out here at Third Space Brewing Company. $2 off your pints when you show up in a little baseball gear. Brad Nortman, Ben Brust, Alex Strofe with you next, because we want to discuss the idea of Goody pulling off bringing back Jaire Alexander. It is moving in a direction further than all options on the table. There is some news to share, and I think it's important news to deliver. So that is next live from Third Space Brewing Company. I'm Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is
Dirty
negative.
Diana.
Criticize.
Dirty Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Because it takes some time.
From Third Space Brewing Company, Milwaukee's happy place. It's a great place for you to enjoy just about anything. They're going to have some Thursdays Under the Bridge live music series featuring different local bands and food trucks. If you're not an alcoholic drinker, you can try the Third Space Brewing's Headspace Sparkling Water infused with hops, fruit, and hemp-derived THC. Mark your calendars for a happy day on June 7th, a festival celebrating Happy Place's Midwest Pale Ale and all the things that make you happy. Stop on by as well, because if you show up in some baseball gear, unlike Josh DiMaggio did, you'll get $2 off your pints here at Third Space Brewing Company. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, Alex Stroh running the show. You, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talking text line, and catch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We did hear from Rob Domofsky. Was that this week? That was this week. Earlier this week, he put out a report that all options are on the table with Jair Alexander. They're open to reconciliation. Cut, trade, keep. And we have some news from Albert Breer, who said...
Someone small, bald man.
I love that drop from Rob Domofsky. That Jair is most likely... If he comes back on a restructured deal, if Goody can pull off on a team-friendly deal, it would be the most important offseason move in Brad's opinion.
Yes.
I want to throw something in here as well. If they are able to pull this off, and Albert Breer is correct in trending in the right direction that they're bringing Jair back on a restructured deal, which offseason move, if he pulls this off, is a bigger move for the Green Bay Packers? Re-signing Jair on a restructured deal or drafting Matthew Golden in the first round? We'll put that on the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN, and you can answer at 800-990-3776.
Well, as much as I love Matthew Golden in that first round, because I did call a first-round wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, to me, the biggest offseason move for Goody and the Green Bay Packers would be getting Jair Alexander back on a restructured deal. Here's why. You look at this cornerback room right now, clearly Goody did not do what he wanted to do in the draft to make sure it was fortified and ready for a championship run. I mean, Hobbs, I think it's a good addition. It's a good start to making sure the room is better. But Nixon, Valentine, like those are all right cornerbacks, but when you can't get a pass rush consistently, like the Green Bay Packers, more will fall on these cornerbacks to step up their own game. And I don't think this unit is complete and able to do that, to make up for the lack of rush from the D-line without Jair Alexander. You throw Jair Alexander in there, you're looking at this secondary with Xavier McKinney, all pro. You're looking at ascending stars like Bullard and Evan Williams. Those guys are studs on the way, and you have a known all pro in Jair Alexander. I think for me, that's the biggest thing. Jair, we know when he is mentally and physically locked in, he is an all-pro type cornerback, and that will take another step in the right direction for an already really good defense. Not only that, the biggest thing, though, right, is the restructured deal. If the Packers, if Goody can somehow create a situation where it is, maybe you give him half of his contract at guaranteed and then a per-game bonus, that protects you from Jair, which is all of our concern of staying healthy. We can all agree, Jair is great when healthy, but the when healthy part is what's hard. The room will be no different if Jair is not there, if he's off the team. So to me, it's only extra fortitude for the back end if Jair is on there. We know he's well-liked in the locker room, and if Goody can nail this restructured contract, this defense goes from being, you know, it's a pretty good defense to, wow, we got all-pro cornerback, all-pro safety. We've got an ascending star linebacker. D-line, you got to pick it up, but I feel a lot better about this defense with Jair back there.
I don't know if Alex Stroh is taking a nap back there. I'm still waiting for the poll to go up on Twitter at KBN ESPN. If Goody does pull off re-signing and restructuring Jair Alexander, which would be a bigger offseason move for the Packers, Jair, or drafting of Matthew Golden? You make a lot of good points about Jair. But what scares me still is, like, if he restructures, I get that there's less risk for the Packers. And I know that, like, from financial, and if he's not playing as much, it probably is not going to hurt them financially. But at the end of the day, this was a big move, not just because it was the first time that it happened since 2002. Matthew Golden has elite speed and an elite opportunity to help the Green Bay Packers offensively. And the reason why I think it's more important is because I continue to hear that with or without Jair Alexander, there's a lot of faith in this defense from people that I do trust. Like, Brian Bulaga has the same opinion as Jason Wilde, that the group more likely to be in the top five at the end of the year is the defense. Mm-hmm. Although I still disagree, I can hear the argument because they were top 10 in defense last year. I mean, they were better than top 10. They were close to, I think it was 6 in total defense, 8 in points per game.
That's exactly right.
And when you look at that, if you add Jair, that can help. But, like, the offense is really important. Like, this is Jordan Love's third year starting. Having Matthew Golden is not just about Matthew Golden. It's about elevating the entire room. Everyone's on notice. Christian Watson, obviously, is going to be injured, and we don't even know when we're seeing him. But Romeo Doubs, dude, you're on notice. If you don't have a, like, breakout stud-type year, it really is going to take a lot to be like, yeah, we're going to re-sign this guy. But with that, Jaden Reed, you can't have a disappearing act. You had 800 yards two seasons in a row. You look at Dontayvion Wicks. There's always been a lot of hype about his route running, his separation. When you get Matthew Golden in, he himself can hopefully produce, but he himself, when you already have these wide receivers complaining about Josh Jacobs on Super Bowl week campaigning for a number one wide receiver, they're already complaining about that. I look at this as an opportunity for the whole room to be like, all right, forget what Josh Jacobs said. The general manager picked a wide receiver in the first round because they don't believe in this room. Let's prove them wrong. Let's get competition going. And so I think when I look at the offense, I love the offensive line. I love Josh Jacobs. I love the tight end in Tucker Kraft. If you believe in Jordan Love, you want this Matthew Golden pick to help in the future and now with what he can bring now and what he can do to that room to elevate the success due to the timing of where everyone's at in their contracts and what they're playing to do to make sure that they're going to get paid and maybe be a Green Bay Packer.
Well, and one more thing that I would actually add to your point is, I think there's a lot of people out there, but I'm going to come back to mine. I think a lot of people out there are wondering still if Jordan Love's the guy. Now, I don't believe anyone on this show is wondering that. I think we all believe he's a franchise quarterback, but this reduces any excuses or any time of, hey, let's just be patient with Jordan Love. Now he's got a full arsenal of, like you said, O-line, running back, tight ends, now a full receiver room for him to go out there and cook. For me, though, when I love Golden, I do think he's going to be an impact player. I just, the known commodity of Jair Alexander. Of
the known commodity?
When he's
the
field.
Unknown guy the last 3 years. He's halfway Jair. He's just like Kyle Wallace. He only goes halfway. He can't play half. He played like half the snaps the last 3 years.
But known as far as when he's on the field, he is an all-pro level guy. We don't know if Matthew Golden's going to be all-pro level. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be a starter. But particularly for this season, Jair will go in there. And if, I mean, these are big ifs. I know if
there are
plays,
some ifs on both sides, no doubt. Like, he still has, I believe, I've seen it. There's some drop issues, but he's got undeniable speed in Matthew Golden, but it's still, you got to see if it translates to the NFL.
Yes, you do. But if Jair is mentally locked in and if Jair is healthy, which all of those should be, he's now been given a full year to get back onto the field, and he has every reason to go out there and ball out, prove any doubters wrong, continue to get paid a big contract. I just think when you give Jair Alexander that environment, maybe with the leadership of Xavier McKinney, which they clearly have some sort of relationship because Jair was on McKinney's Instagram stories and they were working out together. I think with that leadership, with the buy-in of Jeff Hafley's defense, I just know when Jair is on the field and locked in, dude is an all-pro. I mean, I think we can all agree to this point, he's probably, him and Jordan Love are, you know, Brian Gutekunst's best draft picks. So I think what he can do to that defense to tip it from 6th to 8th to like top 5, I think goes a long way in their championship hopes.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN, if the Packers do bring back Jair Alexander, which is the bigger move this offseason? Bringing Jair back is 41%. Drafting Matthew Golden, 59%. Mm. So right now I'm on the right side of the poll history, but you can always chime in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. And we do talk a lot about Weed Man and how they came yesterday for you too.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yesterday, 2 days ago for me. We have Weed Man Wednesdays, and your lawn is a reflection of your pride and hard work, and we want to have that lush, green, weed-free yard, and that's where Weed Man comes in. Kid and pet friendly. They use golf course quality fertilizer and effective weed control. It's all part of that winning game plan. Get a free quote by going to weedman.com. Get 50% off your first treatment. That's half off at weedman.com. That's Weedman for the win. And as we are live from Third Space Brewing Company, after doing yard work, after cutting the grass, and looking at my beautiful lawn, there might not be anything better than a happy place. Post, sweat, cut of the grass, beer. Just got to leave it right there. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. But coming up next on a Friday, what a treat. Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher joins Kyle Bruston-Ortman next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Top five of my guys throughout my career. Of
just one
guys.
Below me. I was just putting myself in the ranking.
He loves himself.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Your Pelican.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
From Third Space Brewing Company, it's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. No Kyle, you got Ben Brust and Brad Norton with a trophy running the show. And what a gift on a Friday to be joined by the Packer Hall of Famer that you can hear on Wilde and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. It is one Mark Tauscher. What's up, Tausch?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Maybe you can help us on a split poll question right now. If Goody does pull off re-signing and restructuring Jair Alexander, which do you think would be a bigger offseason move? Re-signing Jair or drafting Matthew Golden?
Can I say signing Banks, or is that not on the poll?
It's not on the poll, but, I mean, look, you're the expert here.
Okay.
Okay, well, I believe, and this is the part that was frustrating to me in, you know, I heard the open, a great open by Strope. He does a fantastic job for you guys. About the urgency and you don't understand and kind of the whole fun little group think talk that we had. And it was that the offense is what needed to be addressed in the Packers' minds. And when LaFleur joined us last week up at the trio for the draft, it was pretty obvious to me listening to him that he thinks his defense is going to be really good. And it was really good at the end of last season. And he thinks it's going to be better. So the Jair Alexander, all of this news, I don't think he's coming back, but I do, as I said this morning, I think he is, you know, sports humbles you, and both of you guys know that. I mean, sports will always find it. Doesn't matter who, you eventually get humbled at some point. Jair Alexander's as humbled as he's going to be. So the idea that nobody is trading, you know, a second or third round pick, and he's not going to make $24 million, it now comes to fruition after the draft. So I don't know if Goody wants him back yet. I think that's going to be the case. That's going to be what we find out. But if Jair Alexander comes back and he can play 12 or 14 games and be the guy that when he's out on the field is, that is a, I think there is much more, I would vote for him because you have a rookie that is going to have to learn the system and hopefully makes a big impact. We've seen what a healthy Jair Alexander can do, and that position is there if he can get back out there and healthy. He can do it. I am still very skeptical until I hear a breaking news sounder that he is back in Green Bay. I just am very skeptical that he's not going to be.
Tausch, you said it, and Matt LaFleur doubled down on it when talking about the defense, but that the Packers were focused on the offense this offseason, right? They drafted two wide receivers, one in the first round, one in the third. Free agent acquisition on the O-line with Banks, and then second round drafted of another offensive lineman at that tackle. So the way I look at it, now that Jordan Love will be healthy into his third season, making a top contract for a quarterback, I want to know what your expectations are of Jordan Love now that they've sort of restocked the offense. It's his third year being a starter, and to me, the excuses have run out as far as us making excuses for him, which I have been one to do that because I do believe in Jordan Love. I think he's going to be a top three NFL quarterback. That's my expectation. What is your
top
expectation?
Three. NFL or NFC?
NFC. Did I say NFL?
You said NFL.
NFC
you said
quarterback.
NFL.
Top
NFL's
three NFC
bold.
Quarterback. Yeah, that's pretty bold.
So
what are your expectations of Jordan Love now that they have reinvested in that offense?
I mean, I think the goal should be that the offense needs to be better. The thing is, and I just said it, you said it, the offense last year wasn't bad. Like, the explosive plays, there was a lot of good things. It was the way they finished. And I just look back at last year, and there were some moments that I thought Jordan was good, but he was not consistent enough. So I'm looking at this saying, let's just be consistent. Let's be good. We'll have those great moments sprinkled in. But you cannot have the stretches of football that he had, especially in the middle part of the season. You can't win when you're underhanding a football and it gets pick six and you make bad decisions at the end of the half. It can't happen. And that's the part that I want to see cleaned up, because Jordan Love did some good things last year. There's no doubt. He didn't run the ball like he did the year before. He is going to need to play a more consistent game. And he's got to clean up the stuff that he needs to clean up. And I think Matt LaFleur, I think everybody up there is just trying to say, let's make the game easier so that we can see that big play capability that we saw a couple years ago. So, yeah, I wouldn't disagree. If you said he needs to be a top three quarterback in the NFC, he was not last year. That's where he needs to live. And he doesn't need to be Pat Mahomes. He doesn't need to be Aaron Rodgers. He just needs to be more consistent and not turning the football over, because – I think Brian Gutekunst has put, and it's not going to shock you guys, I think he's put together a team that is going to be a lot better. And if Jordan Love is good, he doesn't need to be star spangled, but he just can't have those bad stretches that hurt his football team and have to have the rest of your group overcome him. That is not going to be allowed when you're talking about paying a guy $55 million.
Mark Tauscher, the Packer Hall of Famer, giving insight here with us on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Old T, if you were Bucks ownership, is there anything that you would receive from a team that would consider trading Giannis?
The only way I'm trading Giannis is if he forces me to.
That's the right answer.
There's not going to be value in – you're not going to get value back. So that's first off. But I do think if Giannis comes to you as an owner and says, hey, man, I gave you everything – it ain't happening here. Let's work together and find what's best for you, but I need to go to a contender. I'm going to do it, because I think he's earned that, and the NBA, it's no longer the heck with it, we're going to make you do this. No, that's just not how it works, and I think Giannis has earned that. So unless he comes and is very forceful with me as an owner, I'm not getting rid of Giannis. How on earth are you going to get any better, especially with all of the issues, draft picks and everything else? It will be a hot mess. Let's just be honest. If Giannis wants out, it's going to be some tough times coming in Milwaukee. I don't want to do that, and unless I'm forced to, I'm not.
Tausch, we're about to get into this next segment. I'm in a little bit of a personal conundrum here. So, my wife and I were fostering the two babies. Lexi's pregnant. We're starting to think ahead about the Nortman yard, right? And we want a swing set, but darn it, those swing sets are much more expensive than we thought. Lexi's mom has an old swing set. We're thinking about taking apart, moving it to our backyard. That's a whole operation. Might have to replace some boards, all that kind of stuff. What did you find at the Tauscher residence that was prime, the kids' favorite thing to do in the backyard? Because nice weather, it's on its way, and we're going to want to get these kids outside as much as possible.
Yeah, I would not get a trampoline. That's the first piece of advice that I would give you.
Did you have a trampoline?
No, but I had a neighbor that did, and it's just A, it can blow away. B, there's injury. I mean, it's just a hot mess. And with Eleanor being, gymnastics forward, that's something. This is more for me, but we got a croquet set was something that I know we liked, and my kids liked it.
Croquet?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah, croquet sets. Get your kids a croquet set.
You don't want your kids to have a trampoline, but you want them to learn to play croquet.
Yes, hand-eye coordination, Benny. It gets you into golf. It'll help you with all your sports. If your kids are interested in sports, I am always going to go croquet. I love the game. I think it's a fantastic game. But as far
as it sounds like that was an old T game.
It was not an old T decision. They weren't like, Dad, can we have a trampoline? They weren't like, Dad, I want a croquet set.
Well, here's the deal, and Norty, you're finding this out. I don't want a big old clunky swing set when I'm guessing if you're in a neighborhood, there's a park, a bike ride away. Go bike and go swing up there. I don't want a swing set and a slide in my yard. So, no, I don't want a trampoline because it's just a hot mess and there's liability. So I want stuff that's ground-centered. Give me some ground-centered stuff.
Boots on the ground, guy.
If I'm forced to and you're going to make me, here's what I would get. I would get a jungle gym where it's just – because then you're working your core. You're doing that whole deal. And you have it up high enough. That would be the thing that I would get if I was doing it. But we had a park. I was not interested in that. So it was a croquet set for my kids.
I love the training-centric mentality that Tausch takes to it. We're talking about hand-eye coordination. We're talking about working core and grip strength. Tausch, you are an athlete through and through, my man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's Friday. We're giving out compliments.
Yeah,
today,
it's a feel-good Friday.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. It's a whole different vibe of being out here on a Friday than on a Tuesday. You guys are more combative and Benny, what do you get? What do you have at your yard? You have a young child. What's gonna be your first thing?
Right now I'm in the negotiation stage with my fiance, not anything to do with my daughter. We're on the back patio conversation.
Oh,
there's soft seating, there's this, there's that, and it's not cheap. It's not cheap.
Soft seating.
What I need to do, Tausch, is I just need to get the Fisher Price hoop. I don't even have a basketball hoop.
That's a good touch.
I mean, I think the easiest things to do is you get a small soccer net. You give them a soccer ball. They run around. They kick it. I'm not a Nortman estate guy. I don't need the whole shebang. And I don't have the estate for a swing set in my backyard.
Tausch, is it in poor taste if Ben dunks on his young daughter? When they're playing in with her.
Yeah, I got teacher toughness.
You definitely don't want to let them win until they actually earned it. I don't think you need to be dunking on your.
When was the first time you lost to Maxie? In anything?
Mini golf. I lost the mini golf game legit. Outside of that, pickleball, he's been close. I had to retire from tennis because old T ain't going to beat him in tennis now, but he has never beaten me.
Is that old T?
It's super old T. It's socks. Super old T, not even old T. I have not – in basketball, I can still bully ball him, but that day is probably coming to an end too. So right now, he's got me in mini golf, and that's it. But I actually think if we played – if I let him play his tees and I was playing my tees, I think he can maybe even get me in golf.
Is that rewarding as a parent, or do you, get mad?
Well, I mean, if your kid's 9 and he's beating you, then you should shame on you. I guess he's getting to the point where if he beats me in the next year or two, I think you have to be happy. I mean, you want your kid to be better than you.
Of course.
That's at least how I look at it. So I will be more than happy as long as he earns it. I am great with it. If it's because I'm broken down and can't do it and he stinks, but he's just a little less stinky than me, then I'm probably upset with both of them.
Double stinky? Don't want double stinky.
That's tough in the Tauscher household. The case.
Stinky Ben.
Great timing there, Strofe. We got to tell everyone about the world's most wonderful person, and that's Gina Della from Pella. So you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Tausch.
Or Tuesday, rather. Gina Della from Pella of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I already have a new project in mind.
Already? The windows are that well-received and beautiful? You ready to look forward to the next thing?
I need a back door. Especially if I'm going to invest into the patio and everything. Again, the word soft seating, what's soft seating compared to hard seating? Cushions, that just means we're more in and out, more things to do. I'm not looking forward to that. I want weatherproof seating.
Yes, and honestly, too, I'm sure this time of year, you're thinking about the nice weather, so much more aware of a back door. You're going in and out of it all the time.
I the door is horrible. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed that Gina suggested it to me. And I was like, oh, I'll wait on it. I was an idiot.
Yeah.
I had great financing, and there's always great offers from Gina that I am going to go back to her and say, let's do the back door so that I have that complete front of the house done and the back of the house done. And I've already seen everyone come over, and they say, oh, the windows are amazing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I tell you, I play with my daughter's toys, or I lift the windows up and show them the hidden screens, and everyone's like, that's amazing. That's technology advancements that you get with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Check out Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin at PellaWI.com and tell them KBN sent you, and Gina will hook you up. We need to brainstorm for Brad. Best backyard games for kids. Best investments for backyards. Is it a hot tub? I got a hot tub story. We had one growing up. My brother used that thing. It's a bad story. It's a good story, though. Coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is I like,
you like crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Our guy Chris Inneshoda has been very active on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Formerly Chris in O-Town, who famously was cheated on by his best friend. Well, hang on. His wife cheated on him with his best friend. There we go. We got to get that right. Chris chimes in. Brad and Ben, do the backyard kid setup and patio. Those are a great thing during resale for a bad divorce. Also, don't worry about the shaved head, Ben, for the wedding. I used my first wedding pics for coasters while living in a rental until I found wife number two.
Oh, my God.
Chris,
gosh.
The divorce pro from Neshota.
Chris has been on his A game this week. A game. Oh, my goodness.
Let's crack a lag a lag a lag a lag.
Oh, man. Yeah, KBN Nation, I know I brought this up to Mark Tauscher, but help me, KBN Nation. This is why I rely on you so much. So the kids are getting older. They're still very young, so Lexi and I thinking ahead. Shocker, I know, the people that pack 3 months in advance for trips. But, you know, we looked into a swing set. These swing sets are absolutely massive. They're expensive. And we're just wondering, oh, is there another way? Lexi's mom has an old swing set. That's awesome. But it's massive. We'd have to take it down, probably take 5 or 6 or more trips over to our place, reassemble it. And we're just like, there's got to be a better way. I mean, KBN Nation, help us. Ben, I want to know what you're thinking. What are the things in a backyard for a summertime to get kids out there? They love it. You get them out of the house. I'm just at a loss. There's got to be a better way.
Well, now KBN Nation is John, I have a problem with this because I love you. I love the offer here at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text line. John says, I have a great trampoline. If you guys want it, I will drop it off of your house for free.
Oh, wow.
Take it. Brad Nortman does not need to get a free trampoline. Brad Nortman, somebody less off than Brad Nortman, John, deserves your trampoline than Brad Nortman. I just want to make that very, very clear.
But wait, it sounds like, I don't know how to take this as a very generous gift from John, right, from John, yeah. Or if he's trying to pawn it off on me. It sounds like he's just trying to get rid of it. Is there something wrong with the trampoline?
No.
Is there a hole in it?
You never know his story. His kids could be older, you know,
I had a trampoline growing up.
You did?
So I was surprised when Tausch was so against it. Now, we had a trampoline, so standing.
Tausch has got his kids playing croquet.
Dude, that
is insane.
I can't imagine. If that was like a Christmas gift, where it's like, okay, kids, are you ready for the summer of your life?
What?
And then they open up.
What the bleep is this?
Some sticks with a mallet on the end of it and some heavy balls. I mean, unbelievable. But we had a trampoline growing up, but we had like the protective netting around it, so, you know, so you don't get sprung right off of it. And that was great times, absolutely great times.
Yeah,
so
I got double jumped my freshman year of high school on a trampoline and rolled my ankle and missed a month of basketball.
Did you roll? You went off the trampoline and tried
to
land?
No, I just went so high that I came down and rolled the ankle.
It's really quite amazing that more injuries don't happen on a trampoline. It feels like it's meant to hurt you.
Like the pat, like they put springs around a trampoline and they put this like small layer of quote unquote padding.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think it should be a little bit more padded everywhere?
Yes,
like
everywhere.
There's metal springs that like could like pierce somebody's skin.
After 1 year, they're rusted from being outside. I mean, a trampoline, it's compelling. I don't know if we're there yet. It might be too young, but thank you for the generous offer.
You need a slip and slide and sprinklers with young kids. Can't go wrong with a sandbox and water tables.
Oh, that sounds manageable.
You're trying to go too big, Brad.
But I want to go big.
Why are you trying to hit the home run now? Hit a couple singles and doubles in the backyard before you invest in a pool or a swing set.
It's a pretty good baseball manager. Let's just get on base and keep this thing moving.
Well, yeah, and
nah.
More like you can keep adding. Oh, of course, shut up, Stro.
I had a pool in my backyard growing up.
Oh, cool. You did?
And it was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it was like a kiddie pool.
No, we had a slide.
Up.
It was underground.
Did you really?
I only lived in that house till I was like 10 or 11 on the east side of Green Bay.
Which parent kept that house?
My mom, my parents both lived in it. Then my dad moved out when they got divorced. Yeah.
I can't peg Strofe as a swimmer. That surprises me.
Oh, brother, there's a great picture of me with my SpongeBob floaties on. Yeah, it's good stuff. I'll find that for you.
I respect SpongeBob, though. Good choice.
Oh, I was a big SpongeBob kid, yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Chris chimes in here. We had a trampoline as kids. That padding lasted one summer after, and it was Bear Springs. Nobody ever died, so I give it a 10 out of 10 wreck.
How easy would it be, though, to just put your leg right through a set of springs and just cuts it up the whole way? There is one on YouTube, on ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Jason says, three young kids here, mini bounce house. Now, that's a good idea.
Mini bounce house.
I imagine, like, you know, a big bounce house castle, a small version of that. So you get a little bit of the trampoline, but with a little bit more safety.
Of course, you are thinking. Look, I agree.
Thread that needle.
I thread the needle of jumping with safety and softness and happiness for the children.
Yeah, I might be looking into a mini bounce house now.
Now my mind's opening up. I'm starting to think I'm not doing a good enough job.
Do you have anything for little baby? No, she's not a baby anymore. Little toddler.
That's what I was just thinking about.
I mean, from the pictures and videos,
she's got nothing. I'm just
going
to give her a ball and say, "Figure it out." You know, like kick it, throw it. You know, like.
Dad, what do I do?
I don't know. That's my answer right now.
You have no plan for the summertime? I mean, it's nice out there. This weekend, next week, it looks great. What are you going to do for a little toddler Brust?
I don't know.
It sounds like you need suggestions like I do, and your kids are slightly ahead of mine.
Ryan chimes in, those play sets are an eyesore. Get the pool. Frank on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, my wife interrupted me in a meeting around 1990. Rummage sales swing set, green light to buy for $20. We moved it, assembled it, strapped it on top of a camper. Sandbox water tables are also a good idea.
Wow, those are good. Sandbox, what's a water table? What does that mean?
Man, Brad.
Is that like, what is a water table? When I think of water table, I think of like science, where it's like the water table on like land.
This is where Brad is just talking to the audience right now. This is a moment where I can be out of touch, but Brad has out of touch of reality what a normal family
looks like. I also don't know what a water table is.
Is that like,
it's just like a stand up, like 3 foot tall. It's like almost think of like a lazy river around a toy. 3 feet high, and kids can like put their hands in it and like just play with water.
So it's like they're not getting in this way. It's like more sensory for your hands.
Yes. You also have a computer. Look up kid water table.
That's true. That was a great description, Ben. I appreciate that.
Take my advice, Brad. Send the kids to Blue Lake for the summer. Everyone wins.
Blue Lake? We got a Blue Lake resident on here?
Apparently.
Wow. I know all about
920.
I know all about Blue Lake.
Man, KBA Nation's coming in. Disc golf baskets beat the hell out of croquet. I agree.
I can't believe
that was yuppity by Tausch.
A croquet. I envisioned like 1920s in suits doing croquet around like a country club lawn.
I think Appleman in the Orchard, who's actually Appleman spraying apples. He's got two tractor tires for each of us that we can turn into sandboxes.
Tractor tires?
Dude, he's at the orchard.
You just put like a boy. You just fill up sand.
Fill up sand in a tractor tire.
That actually, I feel like that would add some like
that would add some really cool like man.
I feel like I would become more of a man. Like put some hair on my chest.
Like I got a tractor in my or I have a tractor tire in my backyard.
That would be pretty.
And
then
you could use it as a tire flip when they're older.
Oh, when we're training.
When you're training for to be a next NFL punter.
Because I was amazed how much Tausch was trying to think about his kids' athletic development. You know, hand eye coordination with croquet, which I'm not sure is actually accurate, but core with a jungle gym. Tausch is thinking about these kids 10 years from now.
Yeah. Strofe,
these are good suggestions,
Strofe, any Rex, or are you just thinking about the good old days of having a pool?
I'm reflecting.
Oh, my gosh. Please put up your picture of your bloody hand and your SpongeBob floaties
on the YouTube stream.
As we are live from Third Space Brewing Company, $2 pints if you show up in any baseball gear.
I'm not going to lie, Strofe. That's pretty cute. That's a pretty cute picture of you. I can get why what'd your mom call you? Boo-boo kitten?
Boo-boo kitty, yeah.
Boo-boo kitty. I can understand why you elicit nicknames. Oh, you're a cute kid.
Yeah, you definitely were cuter and a lot uglier now with this buzz cut.
Look how tough I am in that picture. My hand is bleeding. That's what I was posing for.
A lot tougher.
You have the same level of definition. Muscularly.
Make sure you stop by on Thursdays at Third Space Brewing Company. They'll have an Under the Bridge live music series. They have different types of beers. And also, if you're not an alcoholic drinker, you can try the Third Space Brewing Headspace Sparkling Water. You name it, they have it here. Come on into the tap room. They have an event venue for you to enjoy as well. It's Third Space Brewing Company in Milwaukee. And you're listening to Kyle Bruss and Ortman back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.